At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.A. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on Four Capitals, Points of View, Ukraine Conflict. Brussels, the headquarters of NATO, the headquarters of the EU. It's the EU that is in question. There's a new government in Rome to be approved by the parliament within these next days, headed by Giorgia Meloni and the Brothers of Italy, making a declaration that they are Atlanticists. Open to interpretation. At the same time, Italy is still recovering from the pandemic. It was hard hit. There is no government to count on in London right now because of the resignation promised by the Prime Minister, Liz Truss, and the confusion in the Conservative Party as to who is next. Boris Johnson is said to have thrown his hat into the ring to return as PM. In Germany, there is a chancellor who is now in dispute with his own coalition. The Green Party very much wants to shut down nuclear power. The chancellor does not, has extended it for X number of months because of the energy shortfall. At the same time, the chancellor is vouchsafing a subsidy program of said to be 200 billion euros. It could be more, could be less, to get through the winter. This is a friction with France. The president of France says that the rich country should not ignore everyone else and take care of their own people and their own electorate by subsidizing when the rest of us cannot. Therefore, there's an open dispute between Paris and Berlin. Professor, I stop there because those are the four big economies of the EU. Quite different from working on what do they think about the battle zone, what do they think about nuclear weapons. What we're witnessing is an inability of the EU to go in the same direction, facing a winter of energy shortfalls. So your measure of the EU point of view here at this time of year?
Well, as is not unfamiliar to those of us who have followed politics for the last few, decades, the Europeans are in a kind of disarray. They've never been able to pull themselves together to realize anything like the potential influence that they could have in the world, although this afternoon a European Union representative was addressing the UN in flawless English, although it was clearly not his native language, and very strongly. And I took that as very, very encouraging. It is an irony, though, that must not be allowed to pass, that in this case it is France that is calling for European unity and burden sharing and all the rest. France, which, of course, for those of us who go back a while, that is the home of Gaulism, and to this day, France is a member, an administrative member of NATO, but is not really a treaty member in the sense that NATO decisions do not compel France. Furthermore, France has a fundamental economic problem, which is that she's too small to do all the things that she wants to do. So she's very good at certain things. She's very good at building airplanes, but she doesn't know how to build submarines or aircraft carriers, and her army is tiny, but she does have nuclear weapons. The British situation is the Tories have always been known for certain belligerence. I find the prospect of Mr. Johnson making a second appearance rather discouraging, although if I were a Brit, which I suppose I am, for purposes, I would not be very enthusiastic about anybody else except one person, but they are engaging in their characteristic circular firing squad method of finding leadership. I think that if Liz Truss had been allowed, if somehow they had just calmed down, that they, once they had a good chancellor of the exchequer in there and they made clear what their economic policies were, the thing that really spooked them, which was the sudden abrupt drop in the exchange value of the pound, that they could have lived through. In Italy, we have a very profound shift to the conservative tradition in Italy. I think it's very unfair what to associate the new prime minister. I constantly hear people talking about Mussolini whenever they talk about her. I mean, Mussolini had been dead for years before she was born. Her opponent, Mr. Berlusconi, who is in his mid-80s, and this is a kind of a grudge match for him, is talking now about what a great friend Putin is or was with him and how he made gifts of the finest Italian wine and so forth to Mr. Putin. As for the Germans, they are divided not only about the subsidies and about the nuclear power, but their current chancellor insists on making a trip to China next month because the German economic strategy somehow has China as a key player. Given events in China in the last 24 hours, I think that that's probably not, this is not a country they want to go long on. But all of his advisors from all of the three parties in his coalition are telling him no, but he considers this so important that he's going to go. So this is yet another crack. So you could say, and of course, these are all, some of this is strategic, but much of it is economic. Europe enjoys a very high standard of living, and one of the reasons that she does is that she doesn't spend anything like enough on security and free rides on the United States. But now she's beginning to realize that she can't keep doing that. They're going to have to, she's going to have to do what Sweden has done, what Finland, what Poland has done, which is to get on a very, very serious footing of being able to defend themselves. So you could say that Europe is weak and divided, and therefore it should be a very profitable hunting ground for Mr. Putin. The problem is that Mr. Putin has no offer to make to them. If he had a credible offer that he could make and that he could deliver on that was somehow acceptable to the Europeans but wrong-footed the United States, he would be able to do a great deal of damage. But things have gone so far that he has no credible agenda that he can use as a lever to exploit the weakness of Europe.
A detail about France. For some time now, there's been the question about whether Macron wants to lead the EU. What is your measure right now, given this dispute with Berlin?
Well, I'm not surprised that Macron wants to lead the EU. My own opinion, although I'm by no means a European specialist, is that there are probably people who have been more deeply involved in the whole European project and committed to the European project than Mr. Macron or any of the French politicians. The French, they don't really get along fully with any of their neighbors. They try to be almost autarkic in certain ways. I would not cast my vote for Mr. Macron, although I think he's an intelligent man. Obviously, he's at least as well informed as anybody that we have in Washington. But he did make so many pointless phone calls to Mr. Putin way back when this crisis began, almost a year ago, that the Russians really had to tell him, just lay off. This is not getting anywhere. So I think the Europeans can come up with better leadership, but how they would do that is a mystery that they can't illuminate, and I certainly have no way of helping them.
Do you expect the squabbling to quiet down or to continue, Professor, through the winter of Ukraine conflict?
Well, I think I'm very much an optimist, and I think that this terrible freezing winter and all of the hardships and stuff associated, this is going to turn out to be not quite as bad as people expected, and that the Europeans will, although they're not going to really unify, they're not going to tear each other apart about this. I think that there are Europeans who can get together around a table and hammer out not a vast or an ambitious agreement, but they can do a small agreement that will keep them basically still agreeing that they're living in the same continent.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on Ukraine conflict from the point of view of four capitals. We're headed to Washington in the midst of the fever over the midterm elections. What is Washington's point of view about Ukraine conflict with winter coming on, with inadequate energy in Europe, and with the question of nuclear weapons in Russia? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels are moisture resistant and can be used anywhere, including walls, attics, and basements. Foamular Insulation Panels are available in multiple sizes to fit your project. Visit Menards.com to shop all foam board insulation. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.